Over 3 weeks, Dialect presents samples of a 1969 TV drama series, the like of which has never been seen before, or since. The Prisoner was based on an original idea by disgruntled actor Patrick McGoohan. He'd spent several years playing anti-Soviet NATO spy John Drake in ITV's Danger Man propaganda drama series. Produced at ITC by former Cold War military correspondent George Markstein, the idea for The Prisoner turned the tables on Danger Man's British secret services. It was based on a real-life World War II forced retirement open prison for troublesome British spies. Inverlair Lodge in the Speen Valley near Fort William was also rumoured to go under the code words ISRB Workshop or No. 6 Special Workshop School. George Markstein's 1975 novel, The Cooler, is said to be based on his first-hand knowledge of Inverlair Lodge's wartime secrets. Even specific inmates, such as the Mad Major, considered too reckless to be allowed to return to occupied Europe. In The Prisoner 1969 TV series, a disgruntled British spy known only as Number 6 arrives at his London house resolved to leave the Secret Service, but is promptly subdued by a surprise dose of sleeping gas. He awakens in The Village, which he finds it almost impossible to escape from. The filming location is the extraordinary Italianate Welsh seaside village Port Merion, designed by eminent 1940s-50s architect Clough Williams Ellis. The village's supposed ruler, Number 2, is replaced episode by episode as he tries and fails numerous ruses to get Number 6 to reveal why he wanted to resign. A confession Number 6 steadfastly resists. So, with the captive finding it impossible to escape the surreal village and his jailers failing to prize the information they seek from their prisoner, the 14-part series proceeds towards a surreal courtroom conclusion. Silver, spelt with an A, Silver Screen Records, released a 3-part collage of music and dialogue from The Prisoner in 2002. On Dialect this week, we go back to 1969 to hear part one, which dips in and out of the first 3 episodes of The Prisoner, Arrival, The Chimes of Big Ben, and A, B, and C.
This place.
You're new here, aren't you?
Where?
Do you want breakfast?
Where is this?
The village.
Yes.
I'll see if coffee's ready.
Where's the police station?
There isn't one.
Can I use your phone?
Oh, we haven't got one.
Where can I make a call?
Well, there's a phone box around the corner.
Thank you.
Are wondering what you're doing here.
It had crossed my mind. What's it all about?
Sit down and I'll tell you. It's a question of your resignation.
Go on.
The information in your head is priceless. I don't think you realize what a valuable property you've become. A man like you is worth a great deal on the open market.
Who brought me here?
I know how you feel, believe me. And they have taken quite a liberty.
Who are they?
A lot of people are curious about what lies behind your resignation. You had a brilliant career. Your record is impeccable. They want to know why you suddenly left.
Thank you.
will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Is it?
Subject shows great enthusiasm for his work. He is utterly devoted and loyal. Is this a man that suddenly walks out?
And I didn't walk out. I resigned.
People change, exactly. So do loyalties.
Not mine.
All very commendable. But let's be practical. I'm interested in facts. Your only chance to get out of here is to give them to me. And if you don't give them, I'll take them. It's up to you. Think about it. Good day, number six.
Number what?
Six. For official purposes, everyone has a number. Yours is number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Do you still think you can escape, number six?
Well, I'm going to do better than that.
Oh?
Going to escape and come back.
Come back?
I mean, escape, come back, wipe this place off the face of the earth, obliterate it, and you with it.
Thank you.
There are some people who talk and some people who don't. Which means that there are some people who leave this place and some who do not leave. You are obviously staying.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're just as much a prisoner as I am?
Oh, my dear chap, of course, I know too much. We're both lifers. I am definitely an optimist. That's why it doesn't matter who number one is. It doesn't matter which side runs the village.
It's run by one side or the other.
Oh, certainly. But both sides are becoming identical. What, in fact, has been created? An international community. A perfect blueprint for world order. When the sides facing each other suddenly realize that they're looking into a mirror, they will see that this is the pattern for the future.
The whole earth as the village. Yes.
That is my hope. What's yours?
I'd like to be the first man on the moon.
Is a place where people turn up. People who have resigned from a certain sort of job, have defected or have been extracted. The specialized knowledge in their heads is of great value to one side or the other. Are you sure you haven't got a village here?
Where is this village?
Lithuania. The Baltic.
30 miles from the Polish border.
How did you find out?
Nadia told me.
How did she know?
She used to work for their government. She came across a secret file.
On how to catch a spy in 6 lessons.
I risked my life and hers to come back here, home, because I thought it was different. It is, isn't it? Isn't it different?
Thank you.
That was The Prisoner, mix number one, released in 2002 on Silver Screen Records.
Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon.